This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
Hi, and welcome to Spotlight on eWomen Network. I'm Phyllis Smith. Well, tell me if this rings a bell for you. You have this amazing product or service. You know you can change lives and influence people, but somehow in the vast array of the internet, you can't grow your clientele. You've spent Uber dollars on your website. You have a nice newsletter that goes out regularly. You're active on social media, but you've just plateaued. So what's up with that, right? Well, it could be you don't have an effective sales funnel to generate enough leads to convert them into clients. So I've got good news for you today. I have the director, our director of digital marketing, here to give you some tips and tricks on how to create an effective sales funnel. Please welcome back Margaret Kroom.
Hi, thank you. Glad to be here.
Yay. Okay, great. So excited to have you. Get excited. This is a really exciting thing.
I'm excited.
Woohoo! All right. So I just want to start first to get people to really understand what is an effective sales funnel. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, you have to kind of have a vision of what a funnel looks like. So if you just imagine what a funnel that you use in your kitchen, or maybe guys use to put oil in their cars, something like that. Think of that first. And just remember that as you pour things in the top of it, say you pour things really fast, it almost overflows, but it just barely drips out of the bottom. And that's what you want it to do. That's what a funnel's for, is to get into a very narrow space. Mm. And so that is, everybody is not your client. I know we like to think so. I've seen people get super excited about creating an audience with Facebook ads and say, oh, look, I have the opportunity to have 500,000, you know, people in my audience. No, not really. You know, because everybody's not your client. You want to have the exact right people, because if you do, not only will they love you and your product, they will also become advocates, and they'll become loyal, and then they'll spread the word, and you won't spend so much on your digital marketing. So yeah, that's what a funnel is.
Do you think that it's, given again the vastness of the internet, that it is vital for your business that you create an effective sales funnel?
Yes, I do. And the reason why is so that you can start working with and on the people that you really want to be your clients. It's hard to focus if you have so many fish in the sea, or you think you do. Typically you don't. And the reason is for what you said before. There's the vastness of the internet. And I even think that I got this from you, Phyllis, about shiny objects, you know, oh my gosh. And that's what it is on the internet. I've had a past client who, was in the beauty, space, and you know how many people are in the beauty space? She's not only competing with small, she's competing with Lancome. You know, and so even though she has her own line, she's got to really be concentrated and effective and create a sales funnel of people who would really be interested in why.
Yeah, it sounds to me this is just good marketing. I mean, good marketing is finding your niche and going after the niche and going after or qualified leads, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So the funnel is, you know, as you said, at the very opening of the funnel is where you have the masses, so to speak.
Right.
And so
looking at your shiny object.
Yeah, looking at your shiny object.
Right.
So essentially, there are people who have these funnels, and I want to say, what are they doing wrong when they're not working? And you say, it's not what they're doing wrong.
It is, well, it's not what they're not doing.
What they're not doing.
It's what they're doing wrong. And what it is people want to sell. They sell, sell, sell. Everything in their verbiage is about sell. And hurry up. Do it now. If you don't do it now, this is what's going to happen. That people see that all the time with everybody. You're not going to get the right reaction. So you want to change the word sell out of your vocabulary to nurture. You want to nurture people. Who is it that you want to make feel special? And you nurture them. And how do you nurture them? You give them information that will, you know, not only have them buying down the sales funnel, but at the very beginning, you're giving them information that will help them in whatever it is that you're selling. How are you going to help them? You know, you hear the saying about solve a problem and you'll have a job for life. What is it? What is their pain points? What is it that you, whatever you do, what is it it's going to solve? And give them free information. Mm. Show them that you care about their issue and you want to help them. And all of us have things we can give away for free. If you actually have a physical product, you know, just emailing someone and asking them questions about how you can help them in, you know, any way you can is better than just saying, hey, buy this, it'll help you. Because we all get that all the time. It's right in our face all the time.
Right.
So it's about nurturing first. And foremost, and again, if you think of the funnel, you have all those people in there and you send out what we call a nurture campaign and you're trying to help them in some way, you'll get a certain percentage of those people that will click through wherever you want them to read and they'll read it and you'll have some that will respond and some that won't. Go after the ones that did and nurture them again. Thank them. Show that you're grateful. And give them another solution that they might need for whatever the issue you're trying to solve. And when you do that through email marketing specifically, you'll then get some of those. Again, going down the funnel, it gets slimmer and tighter. You'll get some of those, not all of them, that will respond again. And then at that point, you know they're really interested. And that's when you can start thinking about selling them something. And you don't necessarily use sales verbiage. It's more like, you know, I offer this, and if you're interested, if not, it's okay. Let me know. What else can I do to help you? And again, the funnel gets tighter. You'll have some of those respond. And then, and the ones that do, you have niched down to the people who you really want to work with. And from that group, you will, your goal then is to create loyalty. You need to solve their issue. You need to make them happy. You need to have them talking about you. And then they become advocates. And that's the main goal to the sales funnel. From awareness, you start with awareness. We talked about that at the very beginning, making people aware. And then they consider whether they want more information. And after you do that, you want to convert them somehow without being too salesy. Don't overwhelm them. You know, don't call them. Don't make a sales call. Don't ask for their phone number. You might already have it, but don't be tempted to do that. And then you'll create loyalty from those few people. And then those people will become advocates, and that's what you want.
So basically, you've just listed the five steps.
Yes.
Okay, so the five steps being awareness, consideration, conversion, loyalty, and advocacy.
Yes.
So you've just gone in a little more detail about awareness, and that is basically nurturing, getting them to know who you are and your expertise. So what are some of the platforms that people can use? You said, you mentioned email marketing.
Yeah.
You know, email marketing is one way to create awareness.
Right.
And, you know, what are some other ways that people can create awareness? Some ways that would be really creative and they stand out. Because here's the important thing is, they've got the verbiage has to be right.
Yes.
The copy has to be right to make them stand out, because how many people are getting emails?
Right.
How many people, how many Facebook posts are they seeing? How many Twitter posts? So
right.
So let's go into that awareness a little bit more in depth. And what do people do? How do they create the copy and the ad and the campaign so they stand out? What are some questions they can answer to help them create that?
Well, first of all, you have to know for yourself what your ultimate goal is, and it can't be to sell them my product. It needs to be how you're solving a problem. So the first thing you need to do is have that goal and what it is and how you're going to reach it. And then you can start deciding who your audience is. And once you've decided that, where to go, what platforms. I'll use real quick Facebook, for example. Facebook, you know, has so many people on it, it's really easy to get an audience as far as choosing them. Now, the thing is it's not once you've chosen them, you want them to act. So what you said is right. It's all about the copy. Does it have a does it have an issue and then a call to action? Mm-hmm. Always have a call to action. Don't make just a statement. You can state the issue, have a call to action, like download my 10 steps to blah, blah, blah. Watch my video on how to and whys and list of. Those are the top responded to ads on Facebook. And even bigger than that are ads that have videos and not flat copy or just a picture. If you have a video and they can see you you've had that video captioned, you're more likely to capture somebody's interest because you're creating a one-on-one relationship. You're not doing that with an ad. Unless you're just absolutely superb in some type of a creative for the ad. But most people, especially entrepreneurs, they're not going to have that readily available. And so videotape yourself, you know, and, you know, get that message out there. I see a lot of people that are business to business people. They really should be on LinkedIn, to be honest with you. It's very hard to convert business to business on Facebook because people aren't, that's not why they're on there. Mm. Business people have social media people and they're the ones that are on Facebook, not them. They're working. And so I always tell them to go to LinkedIn. And you can create a great community on LinkedIn by joining communities on LinkedIn where your customers are. I see a lot of professionals joining groups on LinkedIn. That's what they do. Mm. Why would you do that? You know, you need to go where their customers are. Mm-hmm. Who's going, if you are someone who sells certain products to salons or beauty professionals. They've got beauty professional groups on LinkedIn, banking groups, you know, all those types of things, internet groups, social media groups. And I see it all the time where they're joining ones that are just like them. Mm. And you need to actually join where your audience is.
I want to go back when you talked about you always have to have a call to action. Mm-hmm. Again, you said that that doesn't mean you're selling something.
Right.
It could mean at the end of the day, in this awareness piece, the big piece mm-hmm. where you're, you know, the big shiny object.
Yes.
You just want people to do what? You want them, I mean, you want them to go to your website?
That's right.
I mean, at the end of the day, you've got to get them to your website.
Right. Even the word download is a call to action, right?
Mm.
Or the word listen or, you know, read. Those are all call to action. So always make sure you have that. And mm-hmm. yes, you want them to go to your landing page. You want them to go to your website and make sure it's just not your homepage. It's wherever they're going to get that information mm-hmm. from you.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have all kinds of content all over the place. You can make that into a PDF and let someone download with all this information that they could read about you. Even if you have a physical product, you know, they can get all kinds of information from you from just a download. And so, yeah, always make sure you have a call to action on that copy
mm-hmm.
So that they – and then once they go to your website, that's the next one down.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So now we're talking about consideration.
That's
so
right.
Tell us what happens – what is the process then for the person who does get to your website mm-hmm. and they've filled your something out to get your download or your list of something. What then happens in the consideration stage?
Well, they're looking to see if you have something to deliver that will help them. And so they're considering it. So they go, they look at the page, they might look at some other tabs. But you want to be able to, wherever they land, you want to be able to grab them when they consider doing business with you or they consider listening to you or reading whatever, you know, that you're wanting them to consider. So yeah, that's the stage that they're in. Just make sure that it's tailored to the type of person that you want to be a client.
We're going to stop here. Mm-hmm. I want to go in a little when we're going to go for a short break, and then when we come back, I want you to just go elaborate a little bit more about this consideration stage. When they're considering, you want to grab them. What does that mean to grab them? What do we want to do to grab?
That's right.
All right. What would be a good way to do that? So stay tuned. We're going to be right back with Margaret Kroom Director of Digital Marketing for eWomen Network, in just a moment.
Imagine the feeling of being seen as the go-to expert in your field and having that at no extra cost for marketing. Plus, having more time for your family, friends, vacations, and hobbies. You don't have to imagine anymore. Hi, I'm Kristen Baker, Sales, Money, and Success Coach, and I want to share my proven formula that I use to close over $100 million in sales. Go to KristenBakerCoach.com, that's K-R-I-S-T-E-N, BakerCoach.com, and access my free checklist called Turn 100 Leads into $20,000. Find out in less than 5 minutes if you've been sitting on a gold mine of ideal clients. Stop wasting time and money on sales and marketing methods that don't work. Start by going to KristenBakerCoach.com, download my checklist, and let's get started today.
Welcome back to Spotlight on eWomen. Here's your host, Phyllis Smith.
Okay, we're back now. Phyllis Smith here, Spotlight on eWomen Network. Thank you for sticking around, or maybe if you're joining us for the first time, I'm speaking in this episode, speaking with Margaret Kroom. She is the Director of Digital Marketing for eWomen Network, and we're talking about five steps to creating an effective sales funnel. And there's basically five steps. They are awareness, creating awareness, consideration stage, the conversion stage, loyalty, and advocacy. And essentially, think of a funnel. You're starting out very wide and big. You're drawing people in. You're finding a way to create awareness with some content, getting people to come to your website because they like the shiny object you've put out there. They come to your website, and now they're looking at where you've landed them, whether it's a landing page or let's say it's a landing page to download some product or something. And now it's time, as Margaret said, to grab them because they're in the consideration stage. So can you elaborate, Margaret, on that? Yep. What do you mean by grab them?
Well, you have to make sure that what you're wanting to grab them with is contextual, or it's very targeted content to solve an issue, or make their life better, or which is solving an issue. It could be something that say you sell something that's fun. Say you have a service that's absolutely just amazing and fun. So what would you have on your website to showcase that? You would maybe have a video of whoever in whatever you're doing having a total blast. Make them laugh. Mm. Make them have fun just watching the fun. Mm. So that's contextual. Mm-hmm. And so like, you know what? I think I want to hear more about this, you know. And so being able to, if you're building your sales funnel by collecting emails, you want to give them the opportunity on there to give them your email. Don't make them go to another page. Do it right then. Okay. You also might, if it's a free coupon, say you do bouncy houses. If it's a free coupon, make sure they can download it right there. Mm. Of course, grab their email. They have to give you something for something, but still you haven't sold to them yet. Mm-hmm. And so that's what it means by grabbing them right then and grabbing that email. Now later you might email them and they decide they're not interested and they'll unsubscribe. That's no big deal. You didn't want them anyway. Tell people not to be sad about that. Mm-hmm. You didn't want them anyway. You want people who want to do business with you. So yeah.
I think this is great. It's kind of like, you go to somebody who goes to college and they have this, at a university with like 50,000 people at the university. Eventually you whittle down. And, at the end of the year, mm-hmm. you got your best, your best friends, right?
Absolutely.
So that's who you want to be with. I think that's a really important thing to consider, is that you don't want everybody. Bad money is, we don't need bad money. Just because it's money doesn't mean it's worth it. So.
That's right.
All right. So we've got our first two, creating awareness. Now they're considering, you want to grab them right then and there when they come to you. The next of the five steps to creating an effective sales funnel is conversion. Mm-hmm. Everybody right. wants conversion.
Yes, they do.
So
they,
how
they
do we
want
do
it
that?
At the top of the sales funnel, but it rarely happens. Mm. And all you do is create disappointment for yourself. So one of the best ways to convert is to make sure you create a sense of urgency. Now, you know, we're all used to seeing those blasted commercials, you know, we're liquidating the business, come now if you're not, da-da-da-da-da, and then those businesses never go out of business. They're back there again doing it. I'm not talking about that. Stick with, absolutely stick with a time frame. And basically say, I'm offering this till a certain amount of time. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't next week come back with something new, with a new time frame, but that specific campaign that you're doing to create this sales funnel, stick with it. Absolutely stick with it. Even if you only get one person, you need to reward that person by sticking with it.
Sticking with the offer?
Yeah, the offer. Say you offer something and it's only there for 3 days and it'll be gone forever. Make sure it's gone forever.
I see what you're saying. So be consistent. Do what you say that you're going to do.
Absolutely. I see this a lot because of the way I study digital marketing and sales funnel marketing. Is in fact, there's one right now I saw today where the person didn't get the responses they wanted to over the weekend. And guess what? Today I get an email. I did a lot of thinking over the weekend. That's what the email said. And I decided that I was going to keep my offer open. Well, I happen to know the reason they are is they didn't get what they wanted. And so I would have appreciated the email saying, I'm sorry you missed it. Maybe next time. You know, then you don't know if the person had one subscriber or one sale or if they had hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
You have to learn to appreciate that, and you have to be consistent with the audience that you have, even if it's just one person that took you up on, you know, the sense of urgency.
And why is that important? I mean, because that's a very important point because, yeah, if we're not, if we feel that, oh, I just want to open it, just keep it open for another. I mean, you hear this all the time.
Oh,
Labor
yeah.
Day sale extends another week, and they do it all the time.
Yeah.
So, but it's that sense of, and so if it goes away, is that also an indication that maybe what you had to offer wasn't all that special and that you got to come up with something else?
Well, you're not offering them just the things that you continually sell. You're offering them whatever that nurture piece was, whatever that, you know, download was just then. And the thing is if you keep extending it, then everybody knows and you're not going to get a response.
I see what you're saying. So then the next time you have an offer,
people
they'll say, oh, I don't need to do it now.
Yeah, she'll leave it open.
She'll leave it up,
yeah,
and I'll just take my time.
Yes.
That is a really very important point for all this. Okay, so that's about conversion, creating a sense of urgency.
Right.
Anything else around that you would like to share in terms of conversion? Again,
make sure that you don't overwhelm people with a lot of offers. Make it, you know, not a lot. Don't be too salesy in your copy. The whole thing about saying gone forever, you can basically say from this date to this date, it'll be available, and then that's it. You don't have to put creative all over your page about gone forever, no more to be seen. I mean, all of that is irritating to most people, and it also makes you look like you're desperate.
I want to also talk about, and this might go back, I think, you know, I was going to talk about the subject line of an email. Would that fall into the awareness stage, or would that, I mean, where does that fall in?
Well, if
that's,
you have a
really
subject
critical
line to an email, that means you've already grabbed their email. Mm-hmm. So they may be at the consideration stage and they're thinking about converting. So yes, it's very important. The first thing anyone sees is a subject line.
Yeah.
So you don't want it to be too long. You know, I've seen some really creative subject lines. In fact, one of our strategic partners for eWomen Network, Zenobia, where I get a lot of these ideas from, Zenobia Andrews of the Max Out Group, she sent, I'm in her sales funnel, and the other day her subject line was, I have to say this is really concerning to me. That's all it said. Of course, I thought she was talking about something I did. Of course, I opened it up, and it wasn't, and I texted her and said, you're dead. Because it scared me. But really, how creative is that?
Yeah.
And what she was talking about was concerning, you know? And so, yeah. And so she said, she goes, ooh, I hope I get a lot of open rates. And I said, yeah, and I hope you sit on a cactus. That wasn't even funny.
But that's great. Sometimes I know it could be just one word.
Absolutely.
You know, so that, yeah. But the importance of a sale, I mean, you, folks, you sit there, how many emails? I think 99% of my emails I delete. So if it didn't grab me in that subject line, I'm out of there. It's critical.
One of the most creative ones I ever saw was the word no. That's all it said. Mm-hmm. Of course I opened it. It just said no. And of course, the first thing that it said was, do you hear that all the time? Turn your nose to yes. But it was creative because all it said was no.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Great. Okay, so now we've got awareness, consideration. Now we've converted them. Mm-hmm. All right, so we've converted. Now step number four is loyalty.
Well, one of the best ways for people to be loyal is to continue to nurture them. Continue to help them solve problems. Don't continue to constantly sell to them. If they know that you want them for a long-time client and you're going to help them in any way they can by giving them information, I'm not telling you to give away the store. You know, you hear that phrase, don't give away the store.
Yeah.
We're not talking about your big sell items. We're talking about things that you can do to help and recommend and things like that. If you continue to do that, they will be loyal. Mm. Also, deliver on time. Whatever product it is they're buying from you, deliver it on time. In fact, deliver it early. Mm. And you're going to have loyal clients. And say you only have 5 from a whole campaign you did, but they are so incredibly satisfied. What do you think loyal clients turn into?
They turn into
advocates.
Advocates, number 5, step number 5. So tell us about advocacy in terms of creating an effective sales funnel.
Well, we all have heard of reviews and referrals, specifically reviews online, because that's a really big thing, reviews, but also referrals. And you want them talking about you and how awesome you are, and you want to come up in conversation when they're talking to their business friends and things like that. That's what's called advocacy. And they're invaluable, and you can really grow a business on advocacy. You can offer your clients things where if you bring someone in or to a meeting or to a class, or you know they participate in some type of a referral giveaway, they're going to bring people to you because they love what you do so much, or they love the products that you're selling them, and that's what you want, and that will really help grow your business that way.
Yeah, and I think you've mentioned a few times here, I think this is really important, folks, to take this into consideration. And that is that you've mentioned several times, even if you have one person, even if you have 5 people out of your big sales funnel of, you know, 1,000, it's a process.
Yes,
and then
it is.
When you have when you have advocates,
right,
they tell other people about you. Can you ask those advocates to tell other people about you without feeling salesy about it?
Well, what I always do is they say you should always close the sale as you go, getting them to say, is that what you understand? Is this what you understand? You can do that for advocacy as well. When you deliver, you can say, are you beyond happy? Yes, I'm a beyond happy. I just did this the other day. Oh, are you? I'm so excited. Do you mind writing a testimonial for me so that I could use in social media? Absolutely. And they wrote that for me. And so that's advocacy right there. Now I can put that out there. I can use it in ads. I can even say, hey, can we like film you talking about us? You know, that kind of thing. And so all you do is ask. And so once someone's done that for you and they're happy, you can then say you have earned the right, you've developed a relationship with them to say, do you know others that could benefit from this? You know, and how can you help me do that? Because I want clients just like you. It's all in what you say. If you tell a client, I want 1,000 clients just like you, you're amazing. I use you for any time I describe my perfect audience, I use you. I'm telling you, that works.
People want to be loved.
They
want to feel like they're important. Mm-hmm. They want to feel that they're appreciated. Even customers want to feel appreciated. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can't just assume just because somebody is buying something from you that they think or they know that you appreciate them.
Absolutely.
You know, because if you don't go out and say it and nurture them and care for them and love on them, then they just think, well, you made a sale.
Right.
And then they don't think you're trustworthy. And of course, in particularly women, they want to know, they want to do business with someone they know, like, and trust. So
that's right.
Margaret, we have run out of time. We can go on forever. Thank you much for being here. There's more on this topic on eWomen Network at our blog at eWomenNetwork.com. But also, if you're having trouble creating your own effective sales funnel, we do have help. And that is through the eWomen Network digital marketing team. And you can learn more about that at eWomenLive.com. That's eWomenLive.com. Thank you for joining us. Until next time.
Time's up for now. If you want more enlightening conversations that could change your life, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.